Welcome to the first fellows reading too of our winter reading series. I just wanted to tell you about the next event we have coming up, which is Friday, December 18th from 6 to 8 p.m., the opening of a question and answer, right, by our wonderful Amy Ritter and many other people in this room. And also on Saturday, January 9th, we'll have a reading by visiting poet Brenda Marie Osby. So first up tonight is poetry fellow A.H. Gerard Avant. He was born in Longtown, Mississippi, a graduate of Jackson State University. He has earned MFA degrees from Spalding University and New York University, where he was a Writers in the Public Schools Fellow, and he is an alumnus of the Kalaloo Creative Writing Workshop at Brown University. His poems have appeared in Kalaloo, Boston Review, Mississippi Review, Louisville Review, Pinwheel, The Rumpus, and other journals. Please join me in welcoming Gerard.
Good evening. This is so fucking nerve-wracking, man. I timed it pretty good, so it should go. Catching. Language began in the mouth as a hook I could not soothe and never saw coming. Beyond this watery realm, muddy and murder-ridden, baiting is a ritual. Pierced and laid against inquisitive steel, a fetching of the hungry, gathering of predators to feast of the one we know loses. The one I know wins knows the insides of the one who loses. The stovetop mural is a grease-splattered pool of the ones who've gone before the one who loses. Baptized by its crackle and kiss, washing clean the predatory soul of the one who feels me. I am elegant gloved for serving the one from the muddy world of honeysuckle-laden levees and larger breeds of itself. Swimmer of lakes and rivers, gray and blue sliver of steel, capturing me blind behind worm and cricket. Flickering paths just beneath the window of the surface of the river. Where the spirit breaks its invited calm, Holy Ghost shaking off the mud and wet of the river, backward dive into the thick boil of June, and hunger is the meal we both swallow. All the way down to the bone, its jut and prick against throat, the pool the teeth give to the skeleton is a level of wanting I dare deny. In the midst of my shout and needy heave, for what sits gracefully calm inside the bones of me. Naming the haunted. Lord of decay. Lord of magnolia. Of crawling kudzu finishing a job. Lord of shine. And Lord of shade under that leaf. Lord, we can't hear you. Lord of drag. Of pull. Of flesh. Lord of tear. Of metal. Lord of Tallahatchie, you are not transparent with us. Lord of clarity and bark and peel, where Lord of ruin is. Lord of intelligence doesn't show up to work around here. Underling of money, of trees, underling of bed, of pickup, of cotton and gin, underling of truth with a knife to his neck. Underling of hush, of disease creeping on a kid, of teeth, of smile, underling of river, of rot, underling of devil, of catfish eyes bulging at the sight, of twitch and fight, of decision and duty, underling of place, of Bryant, of barbed wire, of rents, underling of Carolyn and of jut, of fear and pretentiousness, underling of dress and of tail. Lord of those with no Lord, no practice at peace, of certainty, Lord of men, Lord of those who didn't learn to untie the noose. Stealing seconds. tired dog is laid over by the house just beneath the edge of the roof's slow-moving shade. Lanier and Adrian pressure me to dare gravity, a kid kicking the killer with a pregnant pistol, bare-knees ungreased for the gravel to lick with this loosely toothed tongue. A day of splintery frayed sheets of sturdy discarded plywood found barren in the yard. Cinder blocks with wasp nests and Johnson grass growing up through them. We wanted what we did. The hang time, the air, the freedom, an opportunity to alter the landscape's composition. Even if it were only 4 feet of air beneath us, we could glide for then. From this grass root ramp, shackled to the concrete, driven further into earth beyond wheel, after a while the plywood curves, gives in like something worn out, bends its back to show slack, just as its chin presses violently against the cinder block's sturdy edge. The rubber, however selfish, gets its fix at just the promise of flight, insisting friction and heat, then blood, quicker than we can see, BMX lifted for the cheapest 2 second high we could build, landing like a cat off a roof with a dress tail of dust and parted gravel, as if we'd been here before. Scoping out aerials, we collected cokes of sweat and dirt like skin we could scratch off and win. Holding the grime for nature's cologne, smelling like all outdoors, quick cyclical swivel of feet, tin and ambitious, sugar melting in our arteries, leaving the earth on wheels and adrenaline. This is the crawfish cooked for its short tail. This is the honeysuckle slid from sleeve to have its blossom sucked. It's so good to see all of y'all. I'm over in Brewster, which is like a block and a half away from like the work center proper. So like a lot of times I'll be in my room for 2 or 3 days and I don't get to see anybody because I don't leave Brewster. It's good to see people that I guess some of us probably haven't seen, people in the community come out. I've got about 4 or 5 more poems. This is called Missing Person. Last time home, I saw a pair of shoes tucked into a corner, and it looked as if they hadn't been moved since he was here. The dust on them sacred and still, when I'm home, my mind labors in the dust. It's been 6 years, but I say it hasn't happened. Though the day persists, he's still tucked into a cloud, tucked into a tree in the back of a long black car, and my throat won't let my heart through, no matter how flat my epiglottis falls. All about the day breaking is clean, so why this horror? A nightmare in my wake. A black silk blend pressed smooth, upholstering silent emotion, boldly not a dent on him. We dare name this night with his son out high, hanging by his hands, where the room was too small to be holding so much ache. Our world's now captured by a piece of forest carved tightly. Hinges now let us in or shut us out, but they failed to shut him in. A tree uprooted, the one I fell from. And I'm the only one to find him showing up in my day. Meetings, business trips scattered him. And I knew he'd be back, but not back so soon or in this form. And the way I am nervous about it all, if I am losing it. And if he's gone, how is he here with me? The dining room table, an altar where we open all bodies, either give or take, how his form sits in cheer, naked torso, and you are to act as if his generous breasts aren't private parts. I don't see how I see what I'm seeing. My eyes shaping a silhouette of the man who raised me as the sun raises all of our sleepy shadows. What gives when two realms refuse to budge and won't make that sway completely to either world? Imagination is a long, worn leather belt spread around my only hope. This yearning for Pops to adjourn a meeting he's not in. Get home to build dinner around venison, a staple holding us full. The dates leading up I never get wrong. Their quick succession still stings. It seems I'm always in a reality I shouldn't be in. Somehow our home preserves certain fingerprints. I map them and become bored with the maps of the world. I would abandon one realm for another when I watch him swing into the driveway and catch his breath from the day before exiting the vehicle. I watch him honk the horn before he's honking it. Passes me a crisp $50 bill because I'm there. Hands me baskets of new pecans and muscadines we'll use. I hear him telling me how I'm trying to split the log against the grain and how that'll wear me out the same way lying will. The same way alcohol will my liver and not cleaning the yard will eat away at the lawnmower's blades. I got a thing for fumbling through couplets. I hear him asking, have I talked to mama, and he knows I have and what I'm about to say. How I'm knocking on the window of this other realm, begging to sing my confusion until he understands me. I'm 1,154 miles from home, farther from him, and still we continue this secret of running into each other. Animal Planet. It could have been the stiff crack of bone or rapid gunfire, exploding bits of red in the air. Because only for animals is it natural to marinate for hours in post-mortem under sun. The lions rip the gazelles of themselves. They know how sweet the blood is. We were being detained. Before the 36 of us could bless the food, he called us out of the names we resist leaving. Quick to accuse the room of rearranging to kill him when no one begged his fall, an impulse born in him. To drag us flat across a floor we weren't on, and we embarrassed quietly. Laugh and throw pillows to save necks from the corners of coffee tables. All the scared children. Their urgent questions we wish we could unfold for them rattle us. I want to vanish from this detainment. Leave only this body in the room where the all-star pitcher who should have made it to the league can't control his saliva. None of this melts down before the wads of stale entertainment. I say to my guest, let's just go fix our plates together, too hungry to let him finish. The lips in the room, too cold to be kissing. I wanted him to stop what he wouldn't stop so bad. I wanted to see the night zipped up again, to kill what always happens to him until what happens to him is cut out. Holy stagger. No one started to care at the smell made by the house. Barely two bedrooms, it formed a slight square figure made for trapping just off Indian Creek Road. Before reaching the screen door, an odor the color of his eyes, a dingy, rotting yellow, shot staunch through the wire pores. As a curving back is casually weakened, you consider exile and the sense involved in making all your breaks clean. The state got no control over what it doesn't know it funds in this happy town where need is relative and no one is ready to press their luck that much. So he floods his frangible body with movements through the same two modes made by swimming and not swimming. Made by repeated swigs of foaming browns and clear burning waters, Mama calls to remind him of church in the morning so we can pick him up. Even though Saturday night and Sunday morning have no distinguishable differences for him. So we still move through this, his hands fastened to a pew in church with a slur. The deacons let him finish because God will, and none of us be fit to play that role. The mind of a man you insist on telling can be a wall with a wall behind another wall. The mothers all pity him. While I stand in this line, I may not step out of. Why some men think they must fight. Chopping trauma into pieces are the eyelids of a boy, blinking through spaces between a woman's fingers sprawled across his face. These blinds, barely closed, a job half done, amidst a storm of bone and flesh, raising a naked noise, leaking between sofa and the black walnut where it sits. Scuffs of physics exposing all of its friction as evidence. The ball of heat, this room, a blossom whose petals come apart against a wind, built of fist, knees, and backs, demanding space they don't own. Time slows to frames. Women grab the kids. Shock seems to freeze men, but the windblown fist work a slow melt on them. A haymaker with an orange flame trailing it. A face it wished it'd kiss. Some money it didn't want to pay back. An ego who felt ignored. The men and women it sought to impress, the red hot welts, skin screaming its violent riff, while the women keep forging a love for the kids from this. The boy with the shutters nailed circular in his face. Men who bought a pit for him to gaze in, a blankness from which he's to gleam in understanding. One man he loves is bloody and proud. Emotion itself will always rule men. Before they were this tight braid, but one strand strayed to a commitment of undoing them all, left to be moved by a wind these men be beaten to move in. Two more and I am out of you all's head. Three more, sorry. This one is called Judith and Holofernes. It's after, I guess the most recent is a Kehinde Wiley painting that was up at the Brooklyn Museum this past spring. But it's after, I guess, Caravaggio was the first Baroque painter to paint this story. Then Artemisia Gentileschi and Trofim Bico. I think that's how you pronounce his name. So like this is the fourth. And then there's this poem I wrote. So it's like, you know. Judith and Holofernes. In the frame stood all that could be done. A dash of blood on a long and ready blade. Some kind of justice the day was late for. One head without a body, hanging from the other body. A sign to be read, not spoken. A wish to be wished and not had. The problem is it is already done and up on the wall, and even though it is there, happened and recorded, they might not even call it history. I'm stuck in the contrast of garden and grave, all bloom, all wither, all pattern and all of its sore disruption. Crown and wig and those who see no difference. Every aunt I've ever seen in a set of nails so set on dazzling. I agree with these blushing flowers to balance out the gore, taught to do our eating and tatted all about the talons, bruised by hearts while we gnaw at the chain link wallpaper. In the frame hung what seemed to be the only filling left. Our own Bethulias marry into the hunting. Our own tyrant we afraid not to love so goddamn much. My last poem. Thank you all again. This is fun. This poem is called A Bullet on Laundry Day. Resentment wore me like a body I didn't know wore me that way. I held my tongue as a scythe attached to a mouth I didn't know could sling a scythe that way. Sling a slice of keel so clean the wound got no markers. Just a deep red flood on the skin. A chasm so split, I hid all that rake, I hid all that fake red covered forgiveness just out of sight beneath my surface. Sometimes the woman you love, you only think you love. And the secret in the way is just a key to the door I've all but walked through. Some days my heart is a worn-in hat I need to clean. Thank you.